Prosecutors in the trial of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky say they will rest their case today, but they are reportedly eyeing new charges. NBC reported this week that Pennsylvania prosecutors are considering criminal charges against former top Penn State officials after newly released emails showed they agreed back in 2001 not to inform authorities about allegations against Sandusky because they wanted to treat him humanely. Sandusky is charged with 52 counts of abusing 10 boys over several years. Mike Sisak is with the Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre. He's been following the trial in Belmont and has stepped out with his cell phone. So, Mike, with the caution that this is going to be difficult to hear, what are you hearing today?
We're hearing a lot of the same stuff that we've heard all week, a pattern of abuse being described by young men now who were boys when they met Jerry Sandusky. He enticed them with gifts, with promises of tickets to Penn State football game. And then little by little, he started abusing them, first with kisses and hugs, maybe a rub of the knee, and then eventually either forcing them to engage in oral sex or groping them in a shower, things that when they realize and look back later in life, they realize were very inappropriate.
Well, and how are they holding up under both the testimony and the cross-examination? This has got to be tricky for the defense.
So far today, the witnesses that have testified have been strong. On cross-examination, one of the witnesses revealed that he had maintained contact with Jerry Sandusky and his family up until last summer. He borrowed his car, and he had lunch with him last summer. And he said he did this because he had so much repressed what happened to him that he kind of almost forgot about it until this grand jury investigation and the revelations that other boys may have been victimized.
No. Well, what more do we know about these new emails that surfaced first on Monday was when prosecutors made their first reference to them? These are internal university, Penn State University email messages that were reportedly found by former FBI Director Louis Freeh's firm. He was hired by Penn State to conduct an internal investigation. What do these emails show? Tell us a little more about that, and what's the thinking about their impact?
Well, it seems that these emails show that Penn State officials were strategizing about how to handle that former assistant coach Mike McQuarrie's report of abuse back in February of 2001. You may remember Mr. McQuarrie, who testified this week that he witnessed Jerry Sandusky in the shower what appeared to be raping a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old boy. Now, once that report came forward, the university officials were aware of this this report, and apparently, according to these emails, that report made its way all the way to the top of the university to President Graham Spanier, and they decided to handle the matter internally, not involve police, according to these emails. And a source I talked to involved in the case said that he was astonished by what people would put down in writing, because now it appears it's coming back to haunt them.
Well, and Michael Isikoff of NBC says that these emails showed that these officials did legal research and, again, talked about, you know, whether or not they had a report, what they'd been told. And, again, the word that's jumping out at everybody is that they said they were not going to report it because they wanted to be humane to Jerry Sandusky. So far, former President Spanier has not been charged with anything. Former Vice President Schultz, former Athletic Director Tim Curley have been charged with perjury. So now we understand prosecutors are considering new charges, but meanwhile, maybe resting their case against Jerry Sandusky tomorrow. Do we know who the defense is expected to call when they take up the case?
Yeah, that's a very good question. During jury selection, they did list some names. Those included Jay and Sue Paterno, the son and a widow of the former head football coach at Penn State, Joe Paterno, Sarah Ganim, the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the Harrisburg Patriot News, and Jerry Sandusky himself. In his opening argument, Joe Amendola, the attorney for Jerry Sandusky, said that Jerry Sandusky will get on the stand and tell you in his own words that he did not abuse these boys and that, in fact, this whole issue of showering with boys was a cultural thing, that it happened when he was a kid back in the small community of Washington, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh.
And real quickly, Mike, do you think that is still going to happen after this week's really damaging testimony from alleged victims?
I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't know what else Jerry Sandusky can do to defend himself. He's gone this far in this process. He's gone to trial. Any plea deal that he might have been offered would have put him in jail for a life sentence, basically, anyway. He's 68 years old. So at this point, maybe taking the stand and trying to explain himself would work, because that's really maybe the only option he has. It's real hard to try to counter this emotional testimony, the tears that come from some of the victims, and then the McQuarrie testimony.
Mike Sisak at the Jerry Sandusky trial in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. He's with the Citizen's Voice in Wilkes-Barre. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.